Women who live in poverty experience high rates of depression, but typical treatment plans don't work well for many of them. Not only does this have a negative impact on the women's lives, it can also affect their children, who may experience related health and behavioral problems. In response, a research team at the University of Rochester Medical Center is looking at alternative approaches that could change the way economically disadvantaged women with depression are cared for nationwide. Associate Professor of Psychiatry Dr. Ellen Polishuk will co-lead this three-year study, and she joins us now to tell us more. Dr. Polishuk, thanks so much for being here. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Beth.
This study will focus on an obstetrics and gynecological practice. Why is that?
So we've learned that women who tend to be socioeconomically disadvantaged go to their obstetrician gynecologist's office for both physical health care and mental health care. They're much less likely to go to specialty mental health care settings for their care.
So how will this study be set up to answer these questions about more effective treatment for women?
So we know that we have some very effective treatments for depression. However, we've found that women who are dealing with multiple difficulties in their lives often find that they don't use those treatments. So we're trying to think about how we can identify with the women what's most important to them and have folks work with them to respond to the concerns that they identify as important.
What has previous research shown about the reasons that impoverished women in particular who suffer from depression don't seem to respond well to what we would consider traditional treatment?
Well, I think that's what the reality is that they will respond just as well as other women and individuals do, but it's much more difficult for them to engage effectively in the treatments. And they're dealing with multiple barriers to care, whether it's transportation or homelessness or domestic violence situations that make it very difficult for them to initiate their treatment. And we worked really closely with a community advisory board that included healthcare providers and individuals with depression and other kinds of issues in our community. And they really helped us think about the fact that in order to address depressive symptoms, we really need to look at what else is happening in women's lives and respond to the broader scope of concerns.
Is there a higher rate of depression in this population than the general population?
Yes, thank you. So probably we know that while there's a lifetime prevalence of 1 in 5 women getting depression in the general population, socioeconomically disadvantaged women at this moment in time have a 1 in 5 chance of being depressed. So the rate is much higher.
And we mentioned it briefly, but talk, if you would, about the impact of growing up with a depressed mom. What effect does that have on children?
So we know that, first of all, even depression during pregnancy is a significant risk. Women who are depressed during pregnancy are more likely to have preterm delivery and have babies that are of low gestational weight. So addressing depression during pregnancy itself is extremely important. We also know that moms who are depressed have more difficulty connecting with their babies and being attentive, responsive moms just because they are having such a difficult time focusing and managing themselves.
Are you seeking volunteers for the study?
So we will be. We just found out that we received funding, and in a few months from now, we will be seeking participants to enroll in the study.
And this is a three-year study. When it's time to publish the results, who will these results be shared with, and what impact could that potentially have?
So that's a good point. This work is funded by the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, and part of the agenda of this institute is to make sure that results are available to the general public and really impact the way care is provided. So not only do we hope that these results are disseminated through traditional scientific meetings and journals, but we have a national advisory board of experts from around the country who will be working with us to think about how we can use these results to change the way we practice across the country.
Dr. Polishuk, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Ellen Polishuk. She is Associate Professor of Psychiatry at the University of Rochester Medical Center, co-leading this three-year study.